Meantime, it is a big week in movies. You probably heard Star Wars broke huge records, made huge records, broke records. And recently, back in November, the new James Bond movie came out. So all these movies are competing for your time and your dollars this holiday season. And one which is making great headlines, big headlines, controversial headlines, is the movie Concussion. It's a film that stirs and the NFL brain injury debate. That has been a big story all year. We've covered it here. I've covered it on my show on Sundays several times. And now one of the globe's biggest stars, Will Smith, is front and center as he plays the doctor who brought a lot of the concussions connected to brain injury, connected to the NFL and football, to light. To get into all of this, I've asked someone who is no stranger to traumatic brain injury. She is a survivor herself. Her name is Amy Zellmer. She's also a contributor to the Huffington Post. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Rossini. How are you?
I'm great. You know, give people a quick background on your injury and how this happened with you.
Yeah. So it was February of last year. I fell on the ice and landed directly on the back of my head. It knocked me out briefly, and when I got up, I knew immediately that I wasn't okay. I was having cognitive impairments right away when I first got up. And so the past 22 months have kind of been a roller coaster ride dealing with the after effects. But it's getting better, and I'm proud to be an advocate and getting the word out there about concussion and traumatic brain injury.
Amy, what do you think is the biggest myth kids, people, parents are dealing with right now when it comes to concussions?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of two things. People kind of brush off the word concussion. They think, oh, it's just a concussion, no big deal, you can get back in the game. And I think that that's starting to change. But it's definitely been a problem. I know when I fell, people said to me, oh, it's just a concussion. You're fine, right? And what people don't understand is that every concussion is a brain injury. A concussion is a traumatic brain injury. They're just, the words are kind of used interchangeably. And the other thing, the other, I guess, myth would be, I think people feel if they have a helmet on that they're fine, that they're protected. And that's not necessarily true. A helmet definitely helps. It puts another barrier between your brain and whatever you're making an impact with. But your brain is essentially floating in a sack of fluid inside your skull. And that whole sack of fluid and the brain can just make an impact with your skull, even if you don't hit your head. So, you know, if you just take a bad, like a whiplash situation, your brain can still take an impact with your skull.
I'm talking with Amy Zellmer. She is a Minnesotan and a traumatic brain injury survivor. We're talking about the Concussion movie coming out on Christmas Day on Friday, starring Will Smith. And if you have any questions for her, give us a text, 81807. I'll also go to the phones in a couple minutes, 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. And to give people sort of the 411 on this, the movie tells the story of Dr. Bennett Omalu. He's played by Will Smith, and this doctor fought the NFL's campaign to conceal the doctor's research on the brain damage suffered by football players who sustained blows to the head during games and practice. Amy sent me an article by AP NFL National League writer Mike Freeman. Some really good tidbits in that. And he loves this movie. He loves the game of football. And one of the most poignant quotes for me in this article, Amy, is that he says, if you have a pulse and a conscience, the movie will cause you to examine this love of football and at what cost that love comes to the actual human beings who play it. Pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
And have you seen any? I know the movie is only coming out Friday. Are you planning to see it?
I actually got to see an advanced screening earlier this week.
You did?
So I have seen it.
What can you tell us, Amy?
It's a really great movie, and I encourage anyone who has children that play any type of sport to see it, just to really understand the impact that concussions have on our brains. You know, in the movie, there's really no spoilers because it's a true story, so I don't think I'll give anything away. But
right, not like Star Wars. There are no spoilers
exactly
in this.
Exactly. We won't talk about Star Wars. But, you know, they talk about how these players that are retired, their CT scans, their MRIs, they're coming back clear. They're fine. There's no damage showing up in their brain. And then Dr. Amalu, he's like, okay, there's something going on that's causing these guys to kill themselves. He's like, a perfectly healthy adult is not just going to kill himself. And so he started, he used his own money to do these tests, to do brain scans and to dissect their brain and look at it. And he found amongst every single one of them that they all have the severe damage, which he later termed chronic traumatic enteropathy. I think I got that right, CTE.
Yes.
And so he discovered this. And, you know, it's just, it was really, and this isn't that long ago, Roshini. This is like 2002 that this started.
Right.
You know, and I, what I found fascinating at the end of the movie, they kind of give you some statistics, and it stated, I think it was 2012, the NFL settled with 5,000 players with the condition that they didn't have to disclose what they knew and how long they knew it. And I really found that interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I'm talking with Amy Zellmer. She is a traumatic brain injury survivor. Colleen is on the line from Plymouth. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Roshini. Hi, Amy. Forgive
Hi.
My voice. I'm losing my voice these days. Amy, I wanted to ask you, what can we be looking out for to prevent that kind of injury during this, you know, slippery, snowy season? Is there anything at all besides wearing a helmet 24/7 that we can do to, I don't know, break a fall or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, in my situation, I was walking down our driveway, which is a slight incline, and I had zero warning. I mean, it just poof, my feet went out from under me and I was on the ground. But, you know, it was early in the morning. I was still kind of half asleep and groggy. I probably wasn't paying close enough attention. I do think it's important. I had on boots. I did have on winter boots when I fell. It's important to make sure you have on boots and to make sure that you're salting and sanding those sidewalks and driveways, any surface that you might walk on, make sure you're treating that. You know, especially like right now, it's kind of raining out. It's kind of like that misty stuff, and it's supposed to turn to snow, which means that rain is probably going to freeze a little bit. You know, get out now, be preventative with the salt and the sand on your sidewalks and driveway, and just be really aware. Take a test step. That's what I wish I had done. I wish I would have kind of like tested the ground to see if it was slippery. But just being very aware of your surroundings and wearing appropriate winter shoes.
Well, and yeah, and Amy, Colleen's question really gets at that. This is so beyond the football field. I mean,
yes,
any one of us could have what happened to you. So I love Colleen's question. And as I'm standing here in my chunky heels, which luckily do have some good rubber bottoms, you know, we do sort of, for fashion, especially women, we do sacrifice health for fashion and style sometimes. So really important, especially in our wintry and wet weather, to look at your footwear. I mean, that is just such a basic thing that gets neglected.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you brought up a good point, Roshini, that concussions, the word concussion tends to be associated with sports. We hear it more in the sports world. In the medical world, you hear more the term TBI for traumatic brain injury. But it can happen to anyone. It can be a car accident. It can be a slip and fall. They say the most common place for a TBI is in the bathroom.
Wow.
Because you know, you've got water and you've got slippery surfaces, and that's the most common place that people fall and hit their head. But it can happen anywhere. It doesn't have to be in sports.
And speaking of anywhere, our listener has texted in. I want to make sure we get in his question.
Yes.
Does our home insurance have adequate coverage for all concussion injuries?
You know, I don't know how much I can answer that question, but I do know if somebody were to fall on your property and hit their head, you would have your homeowner's insurance or your renter's insurance would cover some of their medical. Whether it would be enough, I don't know. I can't speak to that. But there definitely is some coverage there.
Where are you now, Amy? What is the prognosis? And can you ever be fully healed?
The answer to can you ever be fully healed is I don't know. I hear so many opinions. I think the truth of the matter is they just don't know. It's such an invisible and a silent injury. I'm at about 22 months. And some doctors will say after 1 year, that's as good as you're going to get. You're probably not going to see any improvement, which I totally call bull on that because I've had a significant amount of recovery in the last couple months. I've seen more recovery in the last probably 3 or 4 months than I did in the first 16 months after I fell. So there's a lot of hope in that. I've also learned a lot of coping skills. Like my memory is terrible. I have to have post-it notes for everything. I have a lack of awareness. I don't think to do things that I should do. So I have to write a note. For example, if I have the laundry in the washing machine, I have to write myself a note to remind myself that there's laundry in there.
Yeah,
it
notes
totally
are
won't even occur.
So important. We're going to take really quick question from Nadia in Dayton. Nadia, if you could be really quick, we've got about 30 seconds left with Amy.
Okay. Hi, Amy. My question is, let's say you're a regular person like me, like you, and you fall like that. You get up and you think, hey, maybe I'm mostly okay. I feel a little bit shaken up. Are there any minor signs to look for to tell you, yeah, I really should go in and have that looked at, or maybe not?
Fab question from Nadia.
Yeah, you know, I immediately knew I wasn't okay. I was seeing the literal stars in my eyes. My head hurt so bad, and my eyes weren't tracking. So I guess a big thing is, are you aware? Like, have somebody else kind of ask you some questions because you might not be coherent enough to even know if you're coherent, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and here's where I'd say don't be a guy. Go to the doctor.
Yeah,
go to the doctor, adult, child, right, whatever. Away. Doesn't hurt to go to that doctor. It could save your life. I think about Natasha Richardson, I think her name, Liam Neeson's wife. So tragic. And it was all because of getting that medical attention not soon enough. Amy Zellmer is an amazing traumatic brain injury survivor story. 22 months ago, she's still dealing with it, but has found some recovery. She's a contributing writer for the Huffington Post. How can people find you, Amy? I know you've got quite a community going here on social media and online for TBI.
Yes. Yep. They can find me at facesoftbi.com.
Very good. Facesoftbi.com. Thank you so much for your time today, Amy.
Yes,
and
thank you, Ruchi.
Happy holiday to you.
You too. Thank you.
We're going to take a real quick break and then we'll come back and I'll share a few more texts that came in. Rushini Rajkumar back with you. I'm in for John Hines this morning. Thanks for spending part of the day with me here. Lots of texts coming in while we were in the break connected to Amy Zellmer and traumatic brain injury and concussions. Some good advice for people also. One person says, I fell on the ice in 2009, ended up unconscious in the hospital for 2 days, still having memory trouble. Another person says there is footwear made in Sweden, ice bugs. Saw my neighbor running on glare ice, expensive, but I will buy them. They work. Another person says wear tracks on boots or shoes. They are metal spikes that dig into the ice. I don't go out in driveway without them. I'm sort of familiar with those spikes on shoes. I'm a runner, and some people use there's a brand called the Yaks. There are other brands, little spikes on their running shoes. I can see how even just for your regular walking shoes or other boots, those would be very helpful. But just really important, the footwear is key. Another piece of it is just being smart or asking people around you. And I understand if you've had a concussion, you don't always have your wits about you, but try to sort of internalize this advice today. And remember, your head is one of the most important things on you and runs the whole show. Another thing about the Concussion movie, which opens up this Friday, Christmas Day, that the AP sports writer writes, which is so important, Mike Freeman says, his name was Mike Freeman, the movie explains in simple terms how the issue is not thunderous helmet-to-helmet contact, but subconcussive hits. It explains how the brain sits in a fluid disconnected from the skull and how the trauma of football rips apart the delicate framework of the human mind. So this writer says that it is one of the movie's greatest accomplishments, helping the mainstreaming of this neurological science. So I can understand that that is something the NFL is also digging into. There have been different reports out of various executives at the NFL saying they have updated their helmet-to-helmet hits policy. They're doing a lot of things. But you can imagine what this topic is doing to the sport of football. In fact, some have predicted that within a decade or so, we may not even have football as we know it today. Or if we have it, it's only at the pro level, not the kid level, which I think is kind of an interesting thought to think about. Hard to imagine that day, hard to imagine that world. Football is so pervasive in American society, whether you're a fan, a player, or something in between, even if you're a casual fan, it is one of those things. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, the NFL is. Think of all the sports regalia, all the clothing, and all those kinds of things. We'll be back.